From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. Next Sunday is the 19th annual Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon, the annual event that takes runners throughout the city in remembrance of the federal building bombing in 1995. One of the features of the marathon are signs that display the names of each of the 168 people who were killed. This year, those signs received an upgrade. Today is Monday, April 22nd. Dale Denwalt covers technology for the Oklahoman. And Dale, you wrote in today's paper about these new signs that people who have gone to the marathon or run the marathon are probably used to seeing, but they're going to be a little different this year.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a banner pole. That's the terminology that they're using. And essentially what it is, it's a if you think of maybe a flagpole with a very sturdy, heavy base, and a banner that displays the faces and names of the 168 victims.
And so what was it? I mean, people might think, hey, just a poll. What's the big deal, and how much thought needs to really go into it? But what were the polls previous like, and what were some of the limitations to that?
Well, a lot of thought went into it. When Pelco was volunteered to design a new poll to show these names and faces, you know, they thought, okay, we're going to create a base plate, we're going to have a poll and a banner, it's going to be really simple. But they quickly discovered when they put it out in the Oklahoma wind that the banner part, the corrugated plastic part, would spin the sign around because the wind was so heavy. Mm-hmm. It would just rotate the entire sign on its axis. And that could prove dangerous if it got too rolling and fall over. So eventually they took a look inside their own company. See, they create this material called Aeroflex. It's kind of a rubbery material that is put on the back plate of traffic lights. Mm-hmm. And so if you look at a traffic light, it has a back plate, which is behind the lights, and that adds more visibility, mm-hmm. right? But it also adds more surface area for the wind to try and knock the entire assembly out of the ground. So what they did is they added this Aeroflex material to the sign, just like they do to the back plates. And now the banner kind of waves in the wind instead of it rotating.
Not a risk of being pushed over or pushed around. Did they change the design at all of these banners? I mean, for those who maybe have never seen it, what do the signs look like?
It's 3x3, 3 foot by 3 foot. It's made out of some kind of plastic. The actual signs were printed by Downtown Digital, right here in Oklahoma City, and the original design had the corrugated parts going vertically. They asked them to flip the sign 90 degrees, just one quarter, to go horizontally. It'll be a little bit more stronger.
Yeah. And so the marathon's coming up on Sunday, and these signs are going to be throughout the route. Where are they located at? Just throughout the route, just kind of evenly split. So as you're running along or maybe observing, you may get a glimpse of of one of these signs. So you mentioned Pelco, the company that designed this. Tell us about that company.
Like I said, they make traffic signals and backplates. And they created the Aeroflex material when they put their backplate into hurricane force winds. They had a machine that could generate that amount of wind. And they learned that their backplates were just shattering with the more wind you add to it, the more surface area, their aluminum backplates would just be destroyed. And so they came up with this material to have most of the surface area be able to kind of wave in the wind, and that takes pressure off of the traffic light assembly, the arm, and the mast. And they have this technology deployed throughout the city and other states, and they just got authorization, they told me to go into Florida, which is has some of the highest standards for wind.
Yeah. And finally, if I remember right from your story, the project of the signs for the marathon, I mean, they're basically donating the signs, right?
That's right. And they've donated a lot. In the past, Pelco has been a supporter of the Memorial Marathon for a long time. And two of the top people who worked on this project, Angela and Kenneth, who I interviewed in the story, they've run it for multiple years. So they're very closely intertwined.
Yeah. Well, a lot of interesting insight to something that a lot of people are going to see this Sunday. Dale, thanks so much. Also making news in the Oklahoman, a rally in support of Medicaid expansion in Oklahoma will take place on April 24th at the Capitol. Organizers say the effort to accept federal Medicaid expansion funding is growing, and lawmakers continue to discuss the idea that has long been rejected at the state capitol. That does it for today's episode. I'm Ben Felder. See you tomorrow.